we used another algorithm called FunSeek2 that was developed by one of our collaborators, Ekta Khurana, when she was at Yale. And what that does is it takes the mutations and associates them with known transcription factor binding regions. And so that's kind of all we used FunSeek for. So FunSeek was great because it was kind of the starting point for all of this. It was the, you know, the first pass that we used to try to say, let's take these millions of mutations that we have from all of these patients and filter them somewhat. And then we used Gecko to kind of filter them the rest of the way to kind of pick out the ones that we thought were the most likely to be driving changes in gene expression that we could then go on and test experimentally.